Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们好。
We're going to be looking at Matthew 7:13 through 29 this morning.
我们今天会看的是马太福音的七章十三到二十九节。
In this passage, Jesus uses an illustration that I hope you grasp.
在这段经文里面，耶稣用了一个例子，我希望你可以就是掌握得到。
I hope you get a mental image of just exactly what he was doing with these two with these comparisons.
我希望你可以在脑里面做出一个影像，看得到他所做的那个做的这个对比。
There are two paths of life.
这生命之道有两条。
And they're represented in this passage by two different gates.
在这个经文里面，就是有两道门，分别的代表了两条生命之道。
There is the narrow gate.
是有一条是窄门。
A small, unimposing gate.
是一个小的不起眼的门。
Most people miss it.
很多人都会错过。
I picture the Eugene version to look something like this.
我可以想象到那个雨金的版本，这个门是像怎么样的。
It's made out of wood.
是用木头做的。
Cedar, of course.
可能是香柏木。
It's probably gray and fading, like most of the fences around here.
大概是一种褪色的灰色，就是你到处可以看到的那种颜色。
Something simple.
是一些很简单的那个设计。
Something rustic
是有乡村风味。
Something basic, something that I might be able to build.
其实很基本的是我可以做得到的。
Maybe there are blackberries growing around it.
可能有那个黑莓子树丛长着环绕着它。
Kind of crowding it out, making it a little harder to see.
可能就环绕着挤着它，让它比较难看得到。
There's probably trash in front of it.
前面可能有堆满的垃圾。
And in the Eugene version, of course, there's mud in front of it.
在 Eugene 的版本的话，前面门前一定有一片泥地。
Most people don't even know it's there.
而大部分的人根本就不知道门就在那里。
On the other side of the gate, however, is something unimaginable.
可是，在门的另外一边是一些想象不到的情况。
Stairs of pure gold.
是用纯金打造的阶梯。
Polished, shining,
打磨明亮的
and they ascend into indescribable light.
攀升到无法形容的光里去
And those who cross through that little gate,
那每过越过那个门的
they cross into a different realm.
他们跨进了另外一个领域
a realm where there is no more death.
是一个领域没有死亡
there is no more thirst.
没有口渴
there's no more hunger.
没有饥饿。
There's no more crying and there's no more pain.
没有伤痛，悲伤。
And they enter into the very presence of the Almighty, Holy and Just God.
他们进入了这个上帝的神圣公义的一个神的地方。
And when they cross that threshold,
当他们越过了那一个界限
God Himself wipes away our very last tears.
神自己就会亲自把你的眼泪擦干。
As I was worshiping this morning, I was thinking about this.
在我们今天早上我们敬拜的时候，我就在这样想。
What do you think we hear when we cross that gate?
你觉得我们越过那个门的时候会听到什么？
We hear countless brothers and sisters singing endless hallelujahs to our great God.
我们可能会听到无数的弟兄姐妹唱颂赞阿肋路亚到给上帝。
Wonderful.Piano work by people such as Addison.
有很多很好的钢琴师会弹奏。
And just endless hallelujahs with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
无尽的赞美是从弟兄姐妹们颂赞出来。
But there's also a wide gate.
但那里还有一些宽的门。
The majority of the people are all familiar with the wide gate.
大部分的人都是很熟悉这个宽的门。
And I picture it looking like this.
我可以想象的大概是长得这个样子。
Again, huge and grand.
巨大而华丽。
Solid iron, solid steel.
是用钢质所做的。
It's got flowers and fancy designs worked into it all.
有花纹的装饰。
Great lamp posts guiding the way.
有很明亮的灯柱指引着。
I picture it on an elevated portico.
我可以想象有一个高架的门廊。
With vast stairs also ascending up to it.
有很宽的楼梯攀升上去。
These are the great stairs that are nice for people with bad knees like myself.
这些是让人很容易迈步踏足的台阶。
Where you take one step up and like two or three steps forward until you get to the next one.
当你走一步往上，就是可以再走两步往前才继续的上去。
Huge, wide and curving stairs.
宽而弯曲的楼梯。
And there are people all about hanging out on the stairs.
有很多人在那个台阶附近那个闲逛着。
People hanging out, chatting and giggling, having a great time.
在聊天，在打发时间啊，嘻嘻哈哈的。
And in front of the stairs is a lawn.
在那个台阶前面有一片草坪。
A luscious lawn.
是一个翠绿的大草坪。
Looks like a golf course.
就像一个高尔夫球场一样。
It's the type of grass that when my kids walk on it, I sit, yell at them, "Hey, get off the grass!"
虽然平常我们会教导小孩不要践踏的草坪。
And folks picnicking out there.
很多人在那里野餐。
Again, having a great old time.
在享受一个好的时光。
On the other side of that gate is also something unimaginable.
在这扇门的另外一边也是一个想象不到的情况。
Some call it the abyss.
有一些人会叫这个是深渊。
Others call it Gehenna.
有人会称这个为 Gehenna 的那个地狱。
An endless cavern that makes that trench in the ocean, the Mariana Trench, seem like a kiddie pool.
是一个无底深洞，让这个最深的玛丽安娜海沟也显得像一个小微的吸水池一样。
Smoke and the smell of burning sulfur rises in it.
烟硝和硫磺都上升，那个气味都上升。
It stings your nose.
刺痛人的鼻孔。
The smell makes folks gag.
使人恶心。
Yet there's no path down.
却没有可以走的路。
Just an immediate drop off.Not even light can escape.
只有一直的掉落，连光都逃不掉。
What sound do you think they hear there?
你觉得如果在那里会听到什么样的声音？
Let us read Matthew 7:13-23.
让我们一起来读。
Let's all stand and read.
我们一起站起来读。
And whichever language you prefer.
马太福音7:13-23.
Enter through the narrow gate.For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. Small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes, or...figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, but a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and then thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them, I never knew you. Away from me, evildoers. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain came down, the stream froze, and the winds blew and beat against it. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law.Father God, we are grateful for your word. We pray that you would help us to grasp the eternal significance of what we think, what we do, and the condition of our heart. We pray for your blessing upon our time this morning. Meet with us by the power of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. So Jesus says that there, the ways of life are two, the way of the many and the way of the few.
耶稣说生命之道有两条，一个是大多数人走的路，大多数人都知道的道，一个是少数人知道的道。
Because of this, he warns his people to watch out for false prophets.
正因为这样子，他希望人可以提防假先知。
Imagine the context here.
可以想象这个新闻的上下内容。
Jesus began this Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣一开始的时候是从这个登山宝训开始。
He took his disciples up to the mount and started teaching just his few disciples.
他把他的门徒带到那个山上在教导。
But this last verse indicates that by the time he was done, the crowds had joined him.
但最后一节显示到那个他快要结束的时候，人群已经围着他了。
He was teaching the few in the midst of the many.
他是在众人当中的教导少数人。
Parallel that with our situation here today.
相对今天。
Imagine Winbo having a Bible study over at the UO campus.
可以想象文博弟兄在大学校园里面带一个小组查经。
Do you think that would be a few having one perspective in the midst of many having another perspective?
你觉得会是
So that would be like a group of a few people having one perspective in the midst of many having a different perspective.
想到有一些这个观念跟那个大多数的人所看所想到的一些观念。
Very similar, say Winjun leads a Bible study at his work.
又或许是像文君在这个在工作的场所带一个主日学。
Say he's teaching about righteousness or something.
他教导一些公义的事情。
There will be a few with his perspective.
有一些人是跟他有同样的那个看见的。
But the vast majority of people will have a different perspective.
但大部分的其他人都是有不一样的看见。
And among those many are people who actually promote a different worldview.
而在那些一众的人当中，有一些是有不同的世界观。
They are promoting a different path, a different way of life.
可能推广一种不同的生命之道。
So Christ was teaching the few about himself as the narrow way of life.
所以基督在教少数的人有关他自己是生命之道。
Let me make sure you guys catch that. Jesus was teaching that he himself was the narrow way of life.
耶稣在教导人他自己就是这个窄的生命之道。
And there were all sorts of other kinds of theories going on.
当中还有以外还有其他各种各样的理论。
There were the most popular, the polytheists at that time.
当时最普遍的是一个那个多神论。
They worshipped all kinds of things that they imagined.
他们是敬拜各式各样的可以想象得到的神。
And they even worshipped the emperor at that time.
他们也有人去拜他们当时的那个皇帝。
And then you had the atheists.
另外也有这个，虽然我没跟他讲这个部分，但是我只告诉他去穿上你的鞋子跟袜子，我们出去了。
And then I go in the other room, I get my socks and shoes on, get ready to go.
我进去我的房间把我的鞋子跟袜子穿上。
And I come out to get Tyler.
然后我出来要带我的小孩。
And he doesn't have his socks and shoes on.
可是他并没有穿上他的袜子跟鞋子。
But he brings to me this fabulous Lego rocket ship.
他把这个用乐高模型做的一个火箭船
拿出来。Look, Dad, I built you a rocket ship. We're going to get there so fast.
他说我做了一艘火箭船，我们可以更快的到达那个目的地。
Do you get the point?
你拿到那个重点吗？
We're not ready to go.
我们并没有预备好可以出门。
We have got to listen to what the master says, or even our good deeds aren't really helpful.
我们必须要听从那个主人的那个主的吩咐，要不然就是没有意义的。
Good deeds aren't enough.
好的行为是不足够，善行是不足够。
The people knocking on heaven's door were boasting about their good deeds.
那些去敲天国门的人是夸口自己这善行。
How good do your deeds have to be that you would stand before God and say, "Look at what I've done, God"?
你所做的善行到底要多少才可以在神面前去夸口你自己所做的事？
My deeds aren't that good.
我自己所做的并没有这么好。
They were boasting before God about how good their deeds were.
可是那些人却在神的面前夸口自己所做的善行。
And God says, "Away from me, you evil doers."
耶稣说，你们这些作恶的人啊，离开吧。
There is a difference between philanthropy and evangelism.
慈善工作跟福音工作是有分别的。
Philanthropy and expanding God's kingdom.
So,
there's a difference between philanthropy and expanding God's kingdom.
哦，慈善的工作跟那个扩展神的天国是也不一样的。
Philanthropy is doing good for the sake of humanity.
慈善的工作是做为人做好的事情。
Evangelism or expanding God's kingdom is doing good for God.
而福音工作是为上帝而做的事。
Only in obedience to Him.
只有顺服神。
Only glad submission to God and grace in Christ count.
只有顺服神和基督的恩典才可以算数。
Philanthropy will not get you into heaven.
慈善工作不能让你进入天国。
Again, only submission to God will.
只有顺服神才会。
One last point about deeds.
有关这个行为这方面有最后一点。
Deeds are important. Deeds are important.
行为不重要。
But deeds with the wrong heart don't count either.
但坏心做好事也是不算数的。
So Flory and I were in the mountains a number of years ago. This is back when we were foolish.
Flory 跟我在几年前还是算是愚昧的时候。
We were in the mountains of Idaho and we were going to cut down a Christmas tree.
我们在爱德荷州山区去砍一棵圣诞树。
And we were driving this van.
我们就开着这一台面包车。
It is foolish to drive a van like that out into the wilderness on a dirt and snowy road.
在这个有充满污泥和积雪的道路上面开这样的面包车是一个愚昧的事情。
You never know when it's going to break down.
你不知道它什么时候会抛锚。
So we get up there into the mountains.
所以我们到的山区上。
And guess what? The van breaks down.
结果这个面包车就抛锚了。
We're in the middle of Idaho, in the middle of the forest, middle of nowhere.
我们在那个爱德荷州的山区，在一个不知道是哪里的地方。
I mean, you have to get off the beaten path to go cut a Christmas tree.
你必须要走到一个没有正常道路的地方去砍一棵圣诞树。
So we're up there cutting a Christmas tree. I come back to the van and the battery's dead or something.
所以我们去砍了一棵圣诞树，回到车上的时候，就发现车子的电池可能坏了。
But by the grace of God, another couple comes up.
但是因为上帝的恩典，有另外一对那个夫妇来了。
A little more wise, they were driving a nice new car.
他们比较有智慧，是因为他们开一台比较新的车。
And I ask them, hey, can you guys give us a jump?
我问他们可不可以为我们的电池充电。
And the wife is just so pleasant.
那个太太是非常的亲切。
Oh, you bet. You know, we'll go get our car. We'll come over here. I had cables with me.
他说啊，没关系，我们车上有这个充电的那个电线，可以帮你们。
And the husband was just smiling and nodding, yeah, like, mm-hmm.
他的先生确实就是保持着笑脸，就是点头。
Now I could understand the husband's transformation a little bit.
我可以了解这个先生的这个改变。
I looked like a criminal back then.
我那个时候看起来就像一个坏人。
Okay, I had long hair, a goatee.
长发，有这个尖尖的那个胡须。
We're driving this van in the middle of nowhere.
我们开着这一台的那个面包车，在一个不知道在哪里的地方。
So I see the couple. They get on the other side of the car. They're getting in, and the husband, his face goes from pleasant to just irate at his wife.
我看到这个先生的脸就改变了，从那个亲切的脸就变成是一个指责的愤怒的脸。
The deed was there, but the heart was not.
他这个行为是在，可是他的心不在。
I will never forget that transformation in the guy's face.
我不会忘记这个先生的脸色的改变。
He certainly wasn't doing the right thing for the right reasons.
他并没有因着正确的理由去做正确的事。
You know, I'm glad that God is going to inspect us.
我很感谢上帝将会去审查我们。
I'm glad that He cares about our doctrine and our deeds.
我很高兴上帝会在意我们的这个。教义和我们的行为。
And I am absolutely looking forward to entering heaven after the inspection.
所以我很希望能够经过这个大审查去进入天国。
That inspection it's going to be tough.
这个审查一定是困难的。
We are going to give an account for every careless word that we have spoken, every thought and attitude of our heart and mind.
他会数算我们所做的每一个不正确的那个行为和思想。
The good news of heaven.
这个天国的好消息。
Everyone else there has gone through that same inspection.
就是每一个人都必须要经过这个同样的审查。
Now it doesn't matter that your deeds, again, they don't get you into heaven.
不是你所做的行为可以让你进入天国。
What gets you into heaven is submission to God.
能够让你进入天国的就只有信服神。
Remember how I started this message.
记得我在今天讲这段经那个讯息的那个前面。
Tobias, go to the first words of the passage.
我们回到这个经文的这个最前一节。
Keep going. Right there. Enter through the narrow gate.
你们要进窄门。
That inspection is not going to be fun.
那个天国的审查并不是愉快的。
People do not get into heaven by their deeds.
人不能因为他的行为进入天国。
They get into heaven by the grace of God.
他们进入天国是靠着神的恩典。
The command, God is calling us to enter that gate.
神的命令就是要我们进入这个门。
He's not standing at the gate of heaven and saying, "Hey, I don't want you here. I don't want you here. I don't want you here."
他不是站在那个门口说，我不要你进来，我不要你进来。
His command is to enter the gate.
他是命令我们要进入这个门。
And the songs we sang this morning celebrate that.
我们今天早上所唱的诗歌也是在称颂这个事情。
God is so passionate that we pass that inspection that He came and He died for us.
神是很希望我们能够进入这个门，他为了我们的死去。
Our deeds are very important.
我们的行为也很重要。
Our doctrine is very important.
我们的教义很重要。
But what is most important is submission to God and His grace alone.
最重要的是信服神和他的恩典。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, I pray that you would strengthen our resolve to enter into the narrow gate. God, I pray that you would give us wisdom in watching our doctrine closely, watching our lives and our deeds closely. But Lord, I pray that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would convict us in every area where we are in rebellion to you in our lives. Show us, God, where we could be more submissive to you. We want to enter into your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, amen.